Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Bronson singing House of Good News, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled God's Answers in Troubled Times, from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34.
This ain't no place for doubt. So praise to sing and shout. So get out and help you. Put on your dancing shoes. This ain't no house of the blues. Lay your burdens down. Hey, crank the music loud. Forget about your hurts. And let's have some cheer. Cause when your praise goes up, the glory will come down. Let go of your fears and dry all your tears. God's gonna turn it around. This ain't no house of the blues. It's a house of the news. It ain't no place to break down. It's a place to break through. This ain't no place for doubt. The place to sing and shout. So get out and help you. Put on your dancing shoes. This ain't no house of the blues. Your world's falling apart. You got a broken heart. Well, you're in the right place to find mercy and grace. There's a miracle man, and one touch from his hand can take away your pain. So in Jesus' name, just take your place. This ain't no house of the blues. It's a house of good news. It ain't no place to break down. It's a place to break through. This ain't no place for doubt. The place to sing and shout. So get out and help you. Put on your dancing shoes. This ain't no house of the blues. This ain't no place for doubt. The place to sing and shout. So get out of your pew. Put on your dancing shoes. This ain't no house to do. Hey, get out of your pew. Put on your dancing shoes. This ain't no house of the blues. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have disregarded God's Word, God's presence, and God's power. And today we've turned away from God and thinking that we can do it all ourselves. I'm going to tell you right now, we're headed for a downfall. And don't be surprised one morning you get up and the ticker tape across, even if you have power to watch it on television, saying that there has been a financial collapse at Wall Street, and today that the financial system and the banks are closed and the situation of our nation has absolutely become deplorable. Don't be surprised if that happens. You think, well, that's not going to happen, Pastor. You're just thinking all this stuff up. No, I'm not. I'm a realist from the standpoint, you've got to face the facts of where we are. And see, this is what a nation gets that forgets God. God has given us mercy and grace, and God has given us the warning signals. God has given us His love. God has given us His Son. And we totally push all that aside and say, we want the things of the world. We want the garbage straight from hell. We want to serve the devil in all his sorry ways. Folks, that's not the way God intended for His people to live. That's not today what our nation was founded upon in 1776. We today was founded upon the principles of God's Word. The documents that are in the archives in Washington, D.C. that we stand as our fundamental documents that our nation was founded upon the Word of God. And founded upon today that we respect God and honor God and keep God in the midst. You know, education system has gotten so torn up and so messed up today. Do you realize the education system actually started within the confines of the church, not within the confines of the educational system? And see, we have totally turned away from today those principles today that will make a difference. But I'm glad even in a time and a season where there's worry, stress, and anxiety, the Word of God has a solution. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. His Word today is a solution for a return to morality today. Righteousness exalteth the nation, He said. But sin is a reproach unto my people, God said. Then today, the Word of God is a solution today that for respect and reverence. You know, we don't respect God anymore. We use His name in vain. We plaster His name and we disregard Him and we treat Him today like a red-headed stepchild. I mean, for heaven's sake, my God, how far down are we going to go before we wake up? The Word of God is the solution for peace, because true peace comes from the Prince of Peace. And if you don't have God's peace in your heart and salvation, let me tell you what, you're living in a chaotic, confused, hell-bent world today that's going to destroy your soul one day, and one day you're going to wake up in the confines of hell where the worm dieth not and the flame is never quenched. And friend, it's going to be a day that you cannot change and you cannot reverse. If you're not saved today, I'm telling you right now, you better get saved. Our time on this earth is getting shorter and shorter. This situation that we're living in is exactly what God warned us about in last days to watch for and to be conscious of. And I'm telling you right now, if we don't wake up, if you don't get your soul saved, and if you don't get your family saved, they're going to wind up in the bowels of hell, I promise you, one day. See, that's not God's intention either. God's intention that He sent His Son to redeem us. God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus made a way where we had no way. He became our redemption. He became our atonement. He became our pardon. He became our salvation. And now He opens His arms and He says, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden. And He said, I'll give you rest. He said, if you'll call on me, I'll save your soul. Thank God, I'm glad He's the way of salvation. Going to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and the world. You can't serve God and the devil. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor what for your body that you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek ye first. Here's the answer. Here's what we need right here. This is what needs to wake up the church. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, the church today has a restraining order as far as a gag order, and is scared to speak up because the church is living in fear today. Not this church. We're going to preach the word, whether the devil likes it or not, whether the government likes it or not, whether we like it or not. We're going to preach the word of God because it's the word of God that liberates and sets free. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take no thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. But you may be seated. We cannot trust opinion, but we can always trust what God has to say. The Bible says, if God be for you, then who can be against you? Amen. God said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Some of you today have been robbed and assaulted by the devil. Some of you have been ripped off, you've been left for dead. And the devil has beat you up, slandered you, and done everything that he can do to try to destroy your life, your family, and everything that you believe in today. You've been left to be broken down, discouraged, and defeated. And I'm going to tell you, if you look to the world today, that's exactly the way you're going to live. That's exactly the way you're going to find yourself. But I like what the Word of God says. And oh, listen to what Isaiah said in Isaiah 58, verses 11 and 12. Because here's where we are. This is what we ought to do. He says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build up the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairers of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Oh, my God. Man, this is what the church is supposed to be. The church is us, ladies and gentlemen. We ought to be repairers of the breach today. We ought to be the restorers of the path. We ought to start living for God and stop living for the world and ourselves and the devil. It's time we take up the banner. It's time we stand true. It's time we declare the Word of God. It's time we win the loss. It's time that we get compelled to go into the highways and the hedges and bring people into the house of God that they may hear the gospel and be saved. And if we're not doing that, we're going to stand before an almighty, everlasting God, and we're going to give an account to God for our lack of doing those things. God's calling His people today to get on the firing line and start serving God and be filled with His Holy Ghost power that we have residing within us today. God's calling the church today to be filled up with people that are rejoicing and getting saved and being touched and being healed. And you know, this is today, this is the greatest place on earth that you can come to. This is a place of encouragement and strength and blessings and healing and salvation. And the presence of God is here. Man, listen, don't ignore this place that God's given us to come into His presence with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Amen. Oh, start acknowledging this great and mighty God. He is a mighty God. He's a good God. And He's still on the throne. And as bleak as things are, He can still raise them up. And He can still bring us back to the day of deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the midst of your storm, when you're beaten and you're tossed, you're feeling alone, God is with you. Amen. Somebody say amen on that. Amen. He has walked into your storm and He has spoke to your storm. Those glorious three words, peace, be still.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.